Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. And in this video, I'm talking about the local elections in Russia, because, of course, they began on Friday, the 8th of September this year, going on yesterday, today, Sunday, finishing up. So they brought this new way of doing it in during coronavirus lockdown, 3 days. Now, they say that's partly because it's easy for the Kremlin to rig it. For the past few years, there has been a mountain of absolutely irrefragable evidence of large-scale cheating, of poll clerks waiting to see nobody's coming, then stuffing more votes into the ballot box. Golos, meaning voice, a civic advocacy group, they were able to capture lots of video footage of this because the polling stations used to have cameras doing a live feed, but it wasn't recorded, but they found a way to record it and have people look through thousands of hours of footage and find this happening again and again and again. And it seems that turnout is far lower than the government declares. Turnout's as low as 20%, partly because people are so despondent, so disillusioned. What's the point? They know it's not going to change anything. And the government likes to induce docility into the system. They regard a political indifference as desirable. If apolitical people are suddenly intensely political, that's usually because there's a crisis, as in a war, or some sort of economic meltdown, hyperinflation, whatever it is. So they like to switch the public off and make them believe they're powerless. And indeed, they are powerless. That's why Putin, you know, having one of the first round of his presidential elections is almost certainly due to a massive fraud. He'd probably win anyway, but not on the first round. So the local elections are going on. And of course, real opponents are outlawed, a so-called extremist, despite the man who's committing genocide, Putin, being really the most extreme person around, someone who's openly an apologist for Stalin and the mass murder of millions of Russians in the mid-20th century. So going on. So 49 regions out of Russia's sort of 84 are holding them. Now, obviously, Russia has illegally annexed 5 Ukrainian regions since 2014, the first being Crimea, Lugansk, Donetsk, Zaporizhia, and Kherson as well, last year, when they rigged those referenda to claim these regions voted to be part of Russia. Even if every single person in those regions had voted to be part of Russia, they wouldn't legally make them part of Russia, only if Ukraine freely chooses to cede them. In fairness, in some of those regions, probably was a majority would want to join Russia, but that's legally, that makes no bones. So coming back to this, Golos said they already had been given 600 complaints of violations of electoral law by Friday afternoon. And of course, it'll be people on Putin's side are doing it. So Yedina Rossiya, as in United Russia, that party is largely Putin's fan club. He was a member of it, but he retired about 12 years ago. So he doesn't resign from that party. He's got no political party. He's going to be above the fray. But nevertheless, on their electoral literature, they call themselves the party of the president, because that appeals to some people. And Putin's personal rating is still quite high. It's still 70%, something like that, higher than it is than the war is, for example. Now, because people have had this relentless pro-Putin propaganda for 23 years, not surprisingly, many people think he's good news. Some elderly people remember the chaos of the 1990s, and there's no desire to get back to that. They're trying to pretend the situation is carrying on as normal. There's nothing to see here. There's only a special military operation. There is no war. So they're not really mentioning it. So that tells us that the public's not terribly excited about the war. And obviously, there are some people who are for it. There are other people who are neutral. There are a few who are against, but you daren't raise your voice against it because that's a crime to speak against it. So large-scale voter fraud. People say there's been intimidation. People have been prevented from exercising their right to vote and so on. Obviously, I don't know that these allegations are true. It would be strange if absolutely none of them were true. And people carrying out acts of personation, several votes cast by one person, often in different regions. So the government has declared Golos to be an undesirable organization, and I can see why it's undesirable from their point of view. So the co-chair of Golos, Grigory Melkonyans, he's been charged with running an undesirable organization. He's facing pre-trial detention. He'll be awarded 6 years in prison if found guilty. He almost certainly will be found guilty, and so on. So they're often seen as foreign agents. And Russia's obviously staging these elections in the illegally occupied regions of Ukraine, as I pointed out. pretending the situation is normal. But Crimea is the only one that they occupy in its entirety. The other four, they don't even occupy half of any of them. And they don't occupy the regional capital of any of those four other regions. So it would be difficult to run an election like this. So there'll be very low turnout. And Yedinaya Rossiya will probably win again. But the government feel they can only cheat on a certain scale, give themselves another 10 percentage points or 20 percentage points. It can't be an absolutely gross scale because that might provoke too much disorder. So the other parties are pro-regime, the systemic opposition, the Communist Party, the Liberal Democrats, who are neither Liberals nor Democrats, they will get more representation, maybe a just Russia. And those are the only ones allowed. They will use all sorts of convoluted means to prevent the registration of candidates who seriously question Putin's kleptocratic regime. And so that's why, I mean, not very much is going to change. But the government, rather not have to cheat too much, would like some genuine popularity. It indeed has some genuine popularity. So these elections are not going to change very much. The one thing is, it's limbering Putin up for his election next year, spring next year. Is he going to seek a fifth term? You know, and very likely he is. And just how difficult is it to cheat? He'd rather not cheat on an enormous scale. Could that bring too many people out onto the street? You'd rather this war was out of the way long before, but that's not going to happen. Anyway, wait the results with bated breath. That's a hard one. Who's going to win? You can obviously bet the bank on, obviously, Putin's fan club is going to win, but probably not as much as before. And Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, he even said a few weeks ago, it's so blatant that Putin's going to romp home that we could actually cancel the election, simply have him carry on as president. How undemocratic is that? Well, thank you for watching my channel. So please subscribe and donate. Thank you. Goodbye.